the end of the last year, we began discussing what bedikas are ma'akiv b'di'evit. We passed like Rav Eliezer in the Mishnah and Tzavachas and the Beis that bedikas aleph and zayin b'di'evit are sufficient. But what happens if you have less than that? Let's say you only do bedikas aleph or bedikas zayin, or let's say you do bedikah in the middle of the shivanikim. So we saw that the Ravid assumes, it sounds like an ikar adin, one bedikah, either day one or day seven, is sufficient b'di'evit. And the Ravid thinks that even a bedikah in the middle may be sufficient b'di'evit. The Baal Mor takes issue with that. The Rashba, in principle, thinks that the Ravid may be correct, but thinks they have to be machmir as a matter of practice. And then we saw there was also a dispute between the Rashba and the Ra and the Nekuda, where the bedikah in the middle is sufficient. And we try to explain what that Nekudas Machlokas, the Ra and the Rashba may be based on. Now the Ravid has another line, which is interesting, in light of what we just quoted. The Ravid writes in Shara Sfira Simon Gimel Os Gimel that even though the Ravid already established that Lichachila, as we know, you have to do Bedika once a day, every day. And B'di'eved, Bedika on day one or day seven would be sufficient. However, the Ravid has the following line. Ava Bedika Tzazava Iker Bedikasa B'tchilas Yom HaRishon Ubasof Yom HaShvi. The Iker Bedika Vazava is at the beginning of day one and the end of day seven. Kedei Shetehei Tchilas and Vesof and Betara. To be bookend, so that the beginning and the end of the process of Shivan Akiyim should be done Betara. V'in Badka B'achas Mehen Kfar Amar Nishi Torah. So we already explained that Bidi Eved, as long as you do one or seven, that's sufficient. And Lechachila, you're supposed to do Bedika every day. But it sounds like if you are only going to do Bedika on day one and day seven, then better that the day one Bedika should be done at the beginning of the day, the day seven Bedika should be done at the end of the day, because then in his Lashon, you have Tchilas and Vesof on Betar, you have the bookends. So that's what it sounds like in the Rav. The Maharesh of Moshe talks about this in Simon Kuf Kavav, that you have two levels of Lechachila. You have the Lechachila, Shevi Lechachila, one Bedika once a day, every day. Not like the Smag and the other Bali Tosfos in that camp who thinks that Lechachila you need two Bedikas every day. So Lechachila, one Bedika a day every day. Bidiyevish and Bidiyeved, Bedikas Aleph or Bedikas Ayin alone are sufficient, and maybe even Bedikas one day in the middle. And then the middle level is, if you're going to do Bedika day one and day seven alone, better that the day one Bedika should be the beginning of the day, and the day seven of the Bedika should be at the end of the day. Now, interestingly, Rabbi Morgenstern in Piskei Das, page Reish Lamed Beis, writes this lahalacha, that if you're only going to do Bedika on day one and day seven, then better that the day one Bedika should be at the beginning of the day, the day seven Bedika should be at the end of the day. Notwithstanding what we discussed previously, what the Iker Bedika is, whether it's a morning Bedika or the afternoon Bedika, maybe dependent on how you understand the Shalom, as we discussed, which ends up being a Machlokes Achronim. But Rabbi Morgenstern paskins that if you're only going to do a day one Bedika and a day seven Bedika, better to follow the Ravid and do the first day's Bedika in the morning and the last day's Bedika at the end of the day. Which is interesting because you don't find this formulation in other Rishonim other than the Ravid. So that this is the sheet of record that you should be machmir or do your bedikas in this fashion where you're only going to do bedikas aleph and bedikas zayin. Okay. So we also discussed briefly last time the machlokes Rav and Reb Chanina, the Gemara in there on Samachas and Mebeis, onto the Samach Tesam and Aleph, what happens if you do Bedikas Aleph and Bedikas Ches? So the Mishnah told us that according to Reb Lezer, Bedikas Aleph and Bedikas Zayin are sufficient. What happens according to Reb Lezer, which is a Shita of record, La Halacha, what happens if you do Bedikas Aleph and Bedikas Ches? So you have 6 days in the middle without Bedikos. So that's the Machlokes Amaroim. Do we say Sofan Afabisha Ein Tchilasan? And do we say that it's sufficient to have a bedikah at the beginning of Shivan Akiyim or a bedikah at the end of Shivan Akiyim, and you don't need both of those? So the Gos Maimini in Os Hey quotes in the Sefer Truma that lahalacha you should be machmir like Reb Chanina, and not to allow a gap of more than 5 days between bedikas. So you do bedika on day one, do bedika on day seven, you have a gap of 5 days. That we know for the Mishnah is okay. According to Reb Chanina, any larger gap is a problem. So the Sefer Truma is quoted as saying that you should be machmir like Reb Chanina not to allow a gap of more than 5 days between bedikas. And that's the position of Tosis as well, Zion Amabez, Diva Maskar Reb Lazar, which we had quoted previously in a different context. Okay, so Sefer Truma, according to Gos Maimonides, Tosis Zion Amabez, Diva Maskar Reb Lazar, that you should be machmir not to allow a gap of more than 5 days between a bedika. And therefore, according to these Bali Tosas, in such a situation where you did a bedika on day one, you missed 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and day seven. Now it's day eight, then you're back to day one. You have to start the clock again on day eight because you went more than 5 days without a bedika. Take a look now in Shulchan Aruch, Sif Dalet. Kuf Sadi Vav, Sif Dalet. Mechaber writes, B'chol yom mishiva yimei asfira, Tzvichol yos bodekes hachachila pamayim b'chol yom, achas shachas v'achas samach lebeinu b'shmash, as we saw previously, the smag and the other balitosis in his camp, that l'chachila tu b'digas every day. The imla barka b'chol ha-shiva l'pam achas, lo shna barka b'yom rishon shel ha-shiva o b'yom ha-shvi, o b'echa min ha-emsayim. But if, b'di'evet, the woman only did a single bidika during the Shiva Nikiyim, be it on day one, be it on day seven, even be it on one of the middle days, me'archer shebarka b'yom shekodim ha-shvi u'matza tahora alula. As long as she did a bidika on a day that precedes day seven, and that was a clean bedika, it counts. So that's the position of the Ravid, the Rashba, Mikra Adin, that as long as you do one bedika during Shiva Nikiyim, even a middle day bedika, that is sufficient. Avalam lo barka b'chol azayin, u'biyom ashmini barka matzah tahara. However, if she didn't do a bedika during Shiva Nikiyim, she just does a bedika on day eight, then all that counts is day 8, and day 8 becomes a new day 1. V'yesh omrim, she'tzarech she'tivdok b'yom rishon me'yashiva, u'b'yom ha'shvi'i v'ein l'hakel. Then the Mechaber quotes v'yesh omrim, that no, if you missed a day 7 bedika, even if you did day 1, you're stuck. So what is this shita? It sounds like the Sefer Truma that we quoted before. Look at the dog on Rivavi here on the side. Ubayam ha-shvi v'ein l'hakel. Zedas asmag. The Beis Yosef here, after he quotes a whole array of Rishonim that assume that one bedika during Shiva Nikiyim is okay b'di'evet, the very end of the Beis Yosef here, he quotes the smag. Zedas asmag. V'zel loshen asmag. Ho'il v'lo nisbarer halacha k'divrei mi. Since the smag writes, it's not readily apparent whether we should pass on like Reb Chanina or like Rav as far as allowing the five more than 5 day gap between bedikos. It's appropriate to be machmir like Reb Chanina. That you shouldn't allow a gap of more than 5 days between bedikos. Akan lashon asmag. Okay, so Dag Rivavah saves you time from looking back at the Beis Yosef, but that's what the Beis Yosef quotes from the smag, that if you have a gap of more than 5 days between bedikos, then you have to reset the clock. Because, in the Lashon HaSmag, we're choshesh for Shitas Reb Chanina. Then the Dagmar Rebbe goes on, Vim Kain, Afilu lo badka b'yom rishon, u badka b'echa me'yamim ha'emsayim. So let's say a woman did a bedika on day 1 and on day 3. V'gam b'yom ha'shvi. A woman did not do bedik on day one. Lo badka biyamisha. However, badka becham yamim ha'emsayim v'gam yam ha'shvi. So a woman did not do bedik on day one, but she did a bedik on day three, and she did a bedik on day seven. Says the Dagmar Vava, gam ha'smag moda sha'alula. So that also counts, because smag is concerned about shita chanina. If chanina holds that if you have a gap of 5 days, you have to restart the clock. But here you don't have a gap of 5 days. Granted, you didn't do bedik on day one, but you did it on day three. You did it on day seven. You don't have a gap of 5 days. That should be okay. Ublavad, she'akol panim biyom shapaska badka kedesh tisak b'tara. As long as there was a valid hefsek tara before beginning the shiv nikiyim, as long as you don't have a gap of 5 days, you're okay. So even if you missed the day one bedika, you did a bedika on day three, and a bedika on day seven, or a bedika on day two and day seven, that would be sufficient for the eved, and the woman could then proceed with the tara process after Shiva Nikir. Okay, so says the Dagmar Rav Hava in his understanding of the smag and his understanding of the Esh Omrim in Shulchan Aruch. Even though the Beis Yosef writes, you have to be machmir for the smag, to be choshesh reshitas from Chanina, that only means that if you did a bedikah day one and missed 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you're back to square one. But as long as you did two bedikos during Shiva Nikiyim and you didn't miss 5 days in a row, you're home free. Take a look now at the Piskei Tshuva, Sifkat and Vav. Piskei Tshuva, of course, is Daklam Rivava. And then he says, Ayin v'sifra Tshuvas Nod Bihuda, Tinyana Yeredeya Simen Kuf Kaf Ches. So the Nod Bihuda in Tshuva writes something different than in the Daklam Rivava. So I'm going to read you, you can follow along in the Piskei Tshuva you have in front of you, but I'm going to read you from the Tshuvas Nod Bihuda directly. Tinyana Yeredeya Simen Kuf Kaf Ches. Just interestingly, he begins the Tshuva saying that your Shaila was put on my desk on Erev Shabbos, and the person who brought the Shaila along left it on my desk and went on his way. And I was busy writing another letter at the time. And since the messenger left, I didn't pay attention to it, and I only now had a chance to look at the letter after Havdalah, so the dateline is Motzei Shabbos, and therefore I'm responding right now. So that's a pretty impressive turnover time on the part of the Nod Bihuda, that he apologized, he didn't have a chance to read the Shaila that was sent him in Erev Shabbos, and he's only getting it to now on Motzei Shabbos. But be that as it may, in addressing this question, he says, the Shaila of missing 5 days of Bedikos in the middle of Shiva Nikiyim. So he says, it's Pashut that the Ravid who holds that a Bedika on day three alone is sufficient. That's Lishitaso, that he passes like Rav. Tchilasan afabishayin sofan, sofan afabishayin tchilasan. That you don't, there's no chisaron of having a 5 day gap. But he says, "Aval Rebbe Chanina, Dirishon Shvi'i Be'inan." But according to Rebbe Chanina, he argues, he says, "No, you have to have a day one bedika and a day seven bedika." In Kain Chazinan, the Dafka Kamar, you Dafka need day one and day seven. In Kain Shita, the Be'inan Dafka Rishon Shvi'i, and anything short of that would be insufficient. So let's just pick up, since you have the Piskei Tshuva in front of you, with his summary. Avalim Badka Derech Mashal Berishon Ubishlishi. But if a woman were to do Bedika on day one and day seven, Lo Mahani, that's not going to work. V'eina Yechola Lipo Lashvi. And then she'd be unable to go to the mikvah after day seven. And let's say the woman did a bedika on day one and day three, and the next bedika on day ten, ein biyada el asiri. So then you have to start the count again. If she did a bedika on day one and day three, and then she missed four, five, six, seven, so day three at least counts as day one. So day three is a new day one, and you start Shiva Nakiyam from there. If she didn't, if she went 5 days after day three, then you start the clock again from the first day she did the Bedika. Right? Because if she did Bedika on day nine, so day three is a new day one, day nine is a new day seven. The Dal Yom Echad Meihachar Bedikas Gimel Vites Nechshav Rishon Ushvi Afil Baka Bishmini Dainu Shabaka Berishon Mishlishi Bishmini Tavelas Bishmini LaErev Umistar Fashmini Marishon. Because there also you don't have a 5 day gap. V'af Sheyesh Bein Shmini LaRishon Yosem Yichamish Yomim Hashlishi Mitzarfam. Right, so as long as you don't have a 5 day gap, even if you have 5 days between day one and the final day of the count that counts, that would be sufficient. Okay, so the Noda Behudah and Shuvah says, according to Reb Chanina and the Yesh Omer and Shulchan Aruch that we're machmir for, you can't have a gap of 5 days, and therefore, it's not just you can't have a gap of 5 days, but Bedikas Aleph and Zayin are dafka. So if a woman does a Bedika on day one and day three, if she misses day seven, she's stuck. So the Pesach Yeshua was pointing out that the Dagel Revava seems, the Noda Behuda seems to write something different in the Dagel Revava than in Shuvas Noda Behuda. The Dagel Revava says, if you have a Bedika on day three and on day seven, you're okay, because you don't have a gap of 5 days. And in Shuva, he says, no, you dafka need one and seven.
Dagel Revava is the Noda Behuda.
So that's the issue that Dagel Mevava raises, the Pesach Yeshua raises, that there's a difference between what he writes in the Noda Behuda and what he writes in the Dagel Mevava. Rabbi Karp makes the following observation in the Mishmar Satara, page Kuf Lama Gimel. It says, not necessarily a stira. Because if you read it carefully, the case in the Dagel Revava is different than the case in the Noda Behuda. The case in the Dagel Revava is you did a Bedika on day three and on day seven. And there he writes, as long as you don't have a 5 day gap, you're okay. In Tshuva, what the Noda Behuda is writing is that you need day one and day seven, such that if you only had day one and day three and not day seven, that's insufficient. So what's the difference? So he explains that there are two elements within the need for Bedikos Bedi'evet, Rabbi Karp explains, at least to understand the Noda Behuda. That number one, you can't have a gap of 5 days between Bedikos. But number two, you also have to have a Bedika at the end of the process before Tevila. So if you did a Bedika on day three and day seven, you don't have a gap of 5 days, and you're doing a Bedika immediately before the tefillah, on the last day before tefillah. So that's what he's talking about in the Dagel Revava. That's okay, you don't have a gap of five, and you're doing a bedikah at the end of the process. What he's discussing in Tshuva is the other case. You did a bedikah on day one and day three, you didn't do a bedikah on day seven. So let's say, so the problem is, you don't have a gap of 5 days, because all you have is four, five, six, seven without a bedikah, but you're lacking the bedika at the end of the Shiva Nakiyam prior to Tevila. And Rabbi Karp points out, you have a mashmas and some Rishonim that this is true, that even if you hold Sofan, Tchilas and Af Bishain Sofan, there's still a need to do bedika before the Tevila to make sure that she is still clean at that point, even if it's not part of the official requirement of bedikos Shiva Nakiyam. So he says, for example, the Or Zeruah has a line like that, Simen Shimem Aleph. Or Zeruah writes, Veheicha Shabbatka Atzma Yom Rishon V'Yom Hashmini. So a case where a woman does a bedikah on day one and day seven, so that's where Chanina says it's no good because he had a gap of 5 days. So a woman did a bedikah on day one and on day eight, Umatzas Tahora, and the bedikah on day eight is a good bedikah. V'Shar Hayomim Lo Badka, and the other days there's no bedika. If legal paratinokos between Rav and Rav Chanina. So that's the case where Rav and Rav Chanina argue. Rav Chanina argue in a case where there's a bedikah on day one, a bedikah on day eight, so you have more than 5 days between the bedikahs. What about a bedikah on day one and a bedikah? What about a bedikah on day one and a bedikah on? One second. Right, what about a case where there's a bedikah on day one and no bedikah on day eight? A case where there's a bedikah on day one and no other bedikahs. So we would have explained a moment ago that in such a case, as long as you do one bedikah during the Shiva Nekiyim, so the Ravid said, and the Rashi Mikra Adin, that that's sufficient. That if we're not Choshes Shrim Chanina, one bedikah Shiva Nekiyim is enough, you do bedikah on day one, then push comes to shove, you're home free, even if you don't do another bedikah at all. But the Ozeru says that's not the case of the Machlokas of Chanina and Rav. The Ozeru sounds like even Rav will agree that a woman can only go to the mikvah where there's another bedikah before she goes to the mikvah at the end of the process. So there are two layers. Number one, how many bedikahs do you need to be ever during Shiva Nekiyim? So there, Rav will say, even if you have a gap of more than 5 days, you're okay. But a second layer, that maybe even if, as far as Shiva Nekiyim is concerned, you're okay with one bedikah, you still need a bedikah before the end of, before you go to the mikvah. So that's Rabbi Karp's suggestion to understand the no de bihuda. There's no steer between the dogma of and the no de bihuda. There's a difference halacha between a bedikah on day one and day three, and a bedikah on day three and day seven. Bedikah on day one and day three, if it's not followed by a bedikah before tefillah, is a problem, even if you don't have a gap of 5 days. A bedikah on day three and day seven, since you have a bedikah at the end of Shiva Nekiyim before you go to the mikvah, that would be okay. So that's his yisha for the no de bihuda. And he says the Ramban sounds that way also lahalacha. The Ramban, Perek Beis Halacha Kaf in his Hilchos Nida, says, Badka biyom harishon, v'shuv lo badka kol zayin. So a woman does a bedikah on day one, no more bedikos. Right? That's the case where, according to Rav, she's okay. Says the Ramban, bodekas b'shas tefila v'daya. She still has to go to the mikvah b'shas tefila, and that's enough. So she only did one bedikah on day one. In principle, that's sufficient according to the Ramban, the Rai, and the Rashba. First day in Shulchan Aruch. But you still have to go to the mikvah prior to tefillah. Sounds like not out the bedikah of Shiva Nekiyim per se. Even if you're past Shiva Nekiyim, even if you go to the mikvah on day eight, you have to do bedikah then because there's another requirement of doing a bedikah prior to tefillah. So this Dagla Mirvava, especially with Rabbi Karp's understanding, ends up being a kula. Because if you just look at the Yesh Abim Shulchan Aruch, that you have to be machmir, if you miss day one or day seven, then you're stuck. So it sounds like one and seven are absolute requirements, like the simple reading of the Tshuvas Nod Bihuda. And the dog of Rav comes and says, no, that you could have a case where you do bedikah on day three and day seven, and that's sufficient even though you missed the day one bedikah. Or, let's say you did a bedikah on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and you forgot the bedikah on Friday. So you just missed one day, but the one day that you missed was day seven. So a simple reading of the day on Machmir Shulchan Aruch, that we assume like Lalacha, is that as long as you missed, if you missed day seven, then you're stuck. And Lamaisa, that is the general psak of most poskim, that if you miss a day seven pedika, you can't go to the mikvah. The end of day seven, you'd have to do bedikah on day eight and go to the mikvah motzei day eight as long as you don't have a gap of 5 days. For example, that's what the Rabbi Eider writes in his Sefer, that's what Rabbi Forst writes. That seems to be the consensus of the poskim, that it, even if you did bedikas on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but you missed day 7, we don't restart the clock because you had 6 good days of bedikas, but then day 2 would become day 1, day 8 would become day 7, you'd have to do bedika on day 7, before on day 8 before going to the mikvah. However, Rabbi Karp quotes on page Kuf Lamed Aleph from Rav Yashiv that in such a situation, Rav Yashiv thought that you could be Mako, since according to Rov Yishonim anyway, all you need is one bedika during Shiva Nekiyim, and here you had 6 bedikas during Shiva Nekiyim, you just missed the last day. Rabbi Karp quotes Rabbi Yashiv thought you could be maple in that situation, although Rabbi Karp adds, to be Marviach, the Ramban, and the words of Ruah, and his Hissal Mahalach, you should at least do Bedika before going to the Mikvah, Motzai Dei Sef. But that seems to be a relative cool among contemporary Poskim, and the Mahalach HaMechur, the more standard approach among Poskim, is like the simple reading of the Ish Omrim in Shulchan Aruch, that if you missed a day 7 bedikah, even if you did all the other bedikos, can't go to the mikvah that night. Yeah.
What's the understanding behind doing, let's say, day 7 of bedikah then?
So that's his word based on the Rabban the Azarua, that aside from the din of bedikah of Shiva Nekiyim, there's another requirement that you have to have a bedikah right before tefillah. So under most circumstances, hainu hach, the day 7 bedikah constitutes a bedikah before tefillah. But if you didn't do a day 7 bedikah, there may still be another requirement, an independent requirement, to doing a bedikah prior to tefillah to make sure that she's still not seeing
that. This is before she is toveles, but it's after the seisal already. It's already
before she's toveles, right. Even, meaning Rabbi Karp's throwing a situation, a woman did bedikahs the first 6 days of Shiva Nekiyim, forgot on day 7, didn't do any bedikah that day, she realizes, motzei shvi, that she's supposed to go to mikvah, she didn't do bedikah. So Rabbi Karp says, quoting from Rav Yashiv, with his own twist, that she could go to the mikvah, but she should do bedikah that night in advance of going to the mikvah. And most poskim say that no, you have to wait another day, do another bedikah on day 8. Day 8 becomes day 7, and go to the mikvah the following night. Benjamin.
That was my question. You just answered it.
Great. Okay. The Piskei Tshuva quotes the following in Sipkat and Zayin. Ayin the Tshuva Schas and Sofer, Simon Kuf Ayin Ches. Shakasav dibidi eved shakfar lansa itzel baila yesh laka. So in a situation in which a woman did a day 1 bedika and that's all she did, so we're machmir, that's insufficient. But what happens if she went to the mikveh anyway? She didn't know the din, she forgot, and kfar lansa in baila. So the Chasam Sofer, who is skeptical about why we're machmir ad kidei kaf, like the smack to begin with, because the Chasam Sofer says, one second, even the smack himself says it's b'toras chumra, that you should be machmer to be choshesh Reb Chanina. But the smack didn't sound like he's saying this mikra din, that it's an absolute chok v'lo yavur requirement, even by the evet. So that's the Chasam Sofer's issue, or at least concern, with why the mechaber is pafkin l'chumra across the board like the smack. So at the very least, the Chasam Sofer is willing to cut some slack if a woman already went to the mikvah where she shouldn't have, kfar lansa itzel baila, then in that case, since Mikra din, according to most Rishonim, she did a sufficient number of bedikas, a single bedika sufficient, so then you don't tell her to go to the mikvah again. Okay. And Rav Avadya also, Rav Avadya Taras Abayit, page Shin Yud Beis. So he's willing to be Mako like the Dog of Revav, essentially. That if a woman did Bidik on day 1 and day 3, like without the Rabbi Karp's explanation, even if she did a bedikah on day 1 and day 3 and forgot after that, that she could go to the mikvah, because again, according to most Rishonim, that is sufficient. The Aruch HaShulchan does have strong words over here to anyone thinking about Bimego. The Aruch HaShulchan in Os Kavah writes as follows. Nearly the Estaiti. Devade Chalila Lanu Lasser Medivar Rebbeinu Beis Yosef. Shakasa de Ein Lahakel. Beis Yosef says, and that's what he quotes here in Shulchan Aruch, Ein Lahakel. So it's pretty unequivocal. That don't look for kulas. Va'adarabba, rov dashim, bod kos, b'chol yom pamayim. Most women, lechachila, check twice a day. So even if you miss one of those, you're at least doing one bedikah a day, then you should be okay. At the very least, you're doing one in seven. He says, nowadays, there are a lot of women who have various conditions that make it difficult to do that number of bedikahs because they have various makos and wounds, and it's hard to get a clean bedikah. So at the very least, do one bedikah a day. But to be makel with no bedikos, to be makel beyond the biggest bedikah kula of mechaber, that you have no license to do. Rabbi Eider does quote from Moshe, and you have this printed a little bit in the Igros Moshe Yerideya Chelik Bey Simon Samachtes. Yerideya Chelik Bey Simon Samachtes. Rabbi Eider's on page 105. That if a woman only did Bedikah on day one or on day seven, then if it's what he terms a Makom Igun, then you could be made. What's a Makom Igun? So, presumably, Makom Igun means that the woman has difficulty getting clean bedikos. So if you're going to make her do even bedikos on day one and day seven, she's never going to be Tara Labayla. Rabbi Karp quotes, parallel situation, if you have Balas Shuva who's in the process of becoming more observant and she's having difficulty bringing her husband along with her, and let's say she did a bedika on day one but forgot to do other bedikos, and if she's going to make her restart the clock and count another 7 days, that's going to create major problems and potential of michshol. So there, Rabbi Kar quotes, there may be grounds to be makel to allow a day one or day seven bedikah alone as well. But most of us can assume, even under the most extenuating circumstances where a woman has difficulty getting clean bedikos, the makkah situations that we discussed minimally, you require a day one and a day seven bedikah, and it's advisable not just to rely on day one and day seven, but to do a middle bedikah as well. Because let's say, l'chachila, you're going to plan on doing day one and day seven. And what happens if you don't end up doing day seven? Then you're back to square one. And you have to restart the count from the beginning. So even if you're in a situation where you have license to minimize the bedikahs, at least you should do it in such a way that there's a middle bedikah as well. A day three bedikah, day four bedikah, day five bedikah, such that you don't run the risk of going down to the wire on day seven, not being able to do day seven bedikah, and then going back to square one. So if you did that, so let's say a woman is having difficulty getting clean bedikos, she has postpartum, she has a makkah, so she did a bedikah on day one, did a bedikah on day three. Now she sees day seven, it's a little bit iffy, she's skeptical whether she'll be able to get a clean bedikah. So she could roll the dice and do bedikah, and if it's problematic, it's going to set her back to the beginning, or she could hedge her bets, not do bedikah that day, not go to the mikveh that night, but then wait till day eight and do bedikah on day eight if she thinks she has a better chance of getting a clean bedikah then. So you lose one day, but you're not back to square one. If you didn't do the middle bedikah in that situation, you only did bedikah day one, and now you're holding day seven, you wouldn't have that option, because if you don't do bedikah on day seven, then you're back to square one anyway you slice it. So there has to be some chachma in managing to try to account for eventualities. Yeah.
Are you just talking about a case where she's going to see because she's going to cause it later, like a maka?
Yeah.
Huh. As opposed to
she thinks she might actually see it.
Yeah.
So it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's now discuss the requirement, if there's a requirement of yediya within within Sfira. So we mentioned briefly in the past the position of the Shalah regarding actually counting Shiva Nikiyim. The Tosfos in Ksubis, Ayin Beis Amud Aleph Yimaskel B'Safra, Tosfos in Ksubis, Ayin Beis Amud Aleph Yimaskel B'Safra, asked the following Kashvim Toma. Amai Eim Varechet Zav Al Sfirasa, Kamoshim Varechet Al Sfirasa Omer, Taksiv B'Safra. So the Torah tells you an imperative, count, you may count the Shiva Nikiyim. So why isn't there a bracha on counting Shiva Nikiyim, just the way there's a bracha on Sfirasa Omer? Sfirasa Omer is a requirement of Sfira. Shiva Nikiyim is a requirement of Sfira. Says Tosfos, Yesh Lomar, De'ein Mevarachin Ela B'Yovel, Shem Mevarachin Bethin B'chol Shana, Shel Olam Yuchal Limnos Keseder. So there is a bracha on Yovel, where Bethin counts every year. This is year 1 to Yovel, this is year 2 to Yovel. V'chein Omer, Aval Zava, Shem Tira V'tister Eila Limnos. But a Zava, where if she's going to Sidam in the middle of her Shiva Nikiyim, it's going to set her back to the beginning, she shouldn't count. There's no requirement of counting. If you look at the side of the Gemara there, the Nimukei Agriv quotes the Girsa of the Shalah, not Ein La Limnos, she shouldn't count, but Ein La Levar, she shouldn't say a bracha. So because the possibility it may end up being a bracha with Hol, don't say a bracha, but the Shalah holds that a requirement of the sphere of the earth, you have to count. Hayom Yom Rishon L'Shiva Nikiyim. Right, as we noted, that formulation of Bracha L'Vatala you find in the Das Akenim on Chumash, Vayikra Perikav Hei Pasuk Ches, Shema Tira V'Tisoseres V'Nimtzeis Bracha L'Vatala. So this Shalah, referenced by the Nimukei Agriv and the Sadeh Gemara in Ksuvis, quoted briefly here in the Pesukei Tshuva, Sifkatan Dalet. The Nod Behuda famously, Tinyana Simen Kuf Kaf Gimel, which the Pesukei Tshuva is mentioning without telling you what he says, but the Nod Behuda has a sharp line. See, referring to the Shalah's position that there's a requirement of Sphere Shiva Nikiyim, Nod Behuda writes, Amar Ani Hagana Kadosh Hazeh, Lerov Kedushas Chasi Duso, because the Shalah was such a holy person. Niskayim bo ohev mitzvos lo yispa mitzvos. Veratzal leman tzidko lahagil toru laharbas mitzvos. They wanted to add mitzvos. So they came up with this new mitzvah, Sfira Shiva Nikiyim, because the Shalah loved mitzvah so much. But the Nodi Yudah thinks that there's no real makor for such a mitzvah of Sfira Shiva Nikiyim.
It's not Baal Tosef?
If it's a pasuk, it's not Baal Tosef. That's his interpretation of a Sofer law. So Ramosha writes in Yerodeya Chela Gimel Simen Nun Hei Anaf Gimel, Yerodeya Chela Gimel Simen Nun Hei Anaf Gimel, that you don't find that the poskim were choshesh for the Shalah, that whatever the reason, the motivation of the Shalah was, you don't find that the poskim were choshesh for the Shalah. Notwithstanding Chachmas Adam, that we referenced last time or two times ago, Chachmas Adam, Kuf Yud Zayin, Sif Kakin Yud Dalid, sounds like he was choshesh for the Shalah. Okay. So even though we're not choshesh for the Shalah in its full force, but there is a related shita of the Me'il Staka, which, to at least some extent, perhaps a very large extent, we are choshesh for. And this is quoted in the Pesukei Tshuva Sifkatan Gimel, and more barichos in the Sidrei Torah Sifkatan Yud Ches. The Me'il Staka was asked about the following situation. A woman does a Hefsek Tara, begins her process of Shiva Nikiyim. Everything's going well, and then she sees a kesem. And her friends tell her, you know, when you see a kesem, you have to go back to square one and wait another 5 days for Paletza Shechva Zera before doing another Hefsek Tara. So the woman listened to her friends, and she started counting another 5 days in preparation for the Shiva Nikiyim. The moral of the story is, ask the Shiloh for Rav, don't listen to your friends. And then a couple days later, she found out that her friends told her the wrong halacha, and in fact, she didn't have to wait another 5 days. I mean, I just to clarify, the case was she was a middle shivnikiyim. She saw a kesem. Then she did a hefsek tara, thinking that she could now go right into shivnikiyim. And then her friend told her that no, you have to go back and count another 5 days. Okay. And then later on, she found out that in fact that was misinformation. So the question was:
so can you retroactively count those?
I'm sorry. Can you retroactively count those days that should have counted? There are other layers of the question as well in terms of. There were other stains on the beged. Does she have the manus to identify those stains as having pre-existed before the new count? But that's not our focus now. So he has three shilas. Our focus on one of them, which is that question: are you able to count those days where there was a hesach hadas, where she wasn't consciously considering those to be part of the shivan account? So the Milstocker writes. This is Mil Saka Simon Samach Gimel, but again, if you ever look at Piskei Shuvah, Sifkatim Gimel, he quotes excerpts. Mil Saka writes, let's see if you find the line here. If the line I'm about to read you is not printed in Piskei Shuvah, so far as I can tell, so he writes as follows. So even though it's true that we don't assume, like the Shalah, that there's no requirement of active sphere of bepeh. Al kolzer roman anu shemitzvah sphere of be'inan lefachos shetachashvein leminyan shivinakiyim shalah. So even though there's no formal requirement of sphere of bepeh, but there is a requirement that you have to have a consciousness that these are the shivinakiyim. V'gam Rav Eliezer boi la sphere. Even Rav Lazar says all you need is B'dikas Al, B'dikas Zayin, still requires a certain degree of sphira, which he says means consciousness. U'mehay taima, humay depaski gamle Rav Eliezer, shetea B'dika toch hashiva, v'losagim B'dika sakas. That according to Rav Eliezer, if you have day 1 and day 8, that may not be good enough. Why not? Lamaisa, she took a kabatara, and she doesn't see any more dam. Elowat says the Milsaka, you have to have a consciousness of identifying 7 days as Shiva Nikia. I don't, you say according to Blasi, you don't need Spurm Lefanenu, you don't need an actual count. Perusho, Sipurim, the Geluya Lobiinan. Alisagi b'bedika achas b'sofa b'rosh. So that means you don't need b'dikos the whole time, but you still need, says the Milsaka, a certain degree of consciousness and a lack of hesach hadas in order for the shivanukiyim to count. So that is the position of Milsaka, that if a woman is not conscious of where she's holding the shivanukiyim, she thinks that the count stopped, and then she finds out later that she was wrong. Doesn't count. You have to start. Sounds like you have to start the count again. Rav Avadia points out on page Shin Lamed that there are a couple of Gemaras or a couple of Rias that seem to militate against the Milotzaka. So number one, we have the Mishnah and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Hachireshes v'ashota v'asuma v'shenitrafa daita. If you have a deaf mute, a deranged person, a blind woman, someone who went crazy, so if you have an intelligent, a bas das present, the bas das can perform a bedika on behalf of the lav bas das, and then the woman is mutaras lachol bitruma. So if it's the case that you need kavana, then what does it help for someone else to do bedika? Bedika is only half of the story. You need bedikas, and you need kavana for shivanukiyim. Even if you don't need Sphira B'Peh. So, Chereshes Shota Kenaf Kavana. So what does it help for the Pikachas to do a Bedikah? The Lechem and Simla asks this Kasha. Lechem and Simla, Sifkatan, Yud, Gimel. Lechem and Simla is the Kitzur Shachan Aretz, Peirish, and Hilchot Nida. Even though he says you could say that maybe the Mishnah and Yud Gimel is only talking about a Nida, not a Zava, but it doesn't sound like that. Sounds like we're talking about a Zava as well. And apparently there's no requirement of Sfira / Kavana. Sidrei Tara asks another Kasha. Sidrei Tara, paragraph beginning Mikol Halein in the Sukkot Yom Kippur. Sidrei Tara says, we discussed previously in the Sugya Tavuli Nasei that according to many Rishonim, Tavuli Nasei doesn't require Bidikos during her Shiva Nikir. According to the Rav and the Rashi, you don't even need a Hefek Tara. And according to the Rashba, you don't. According to the Rav and the Rashi, you don't need a Hefek Tara. According to the Rashi, you don't even need Shiva Nekiyim. So if Shiva, part and parcel of Shiva Nekiyim is a consciousness of the count, so then why don't we require that by Tavuli Nosei? Maybe you'll say that since that's only a requirement to Rabbana and there weren't so Machmir, Sidur Tara things, that that's Doch. It happens to be, despite that caution, Sidri Tara thinks that as a matter of halacha, you have to be choshesh for the Mil Tzaka, but he raises that kasha anyway. The Odegantiv raises another issue. Odegantiv, Simon Pei Beis, he disputes the Mil Tzaka across the board. One of the kashas he raises is from the Gemara we saw on Daf Kaf of Ben Aleph. The Gemara told us that Rebbe Ra'adam Balaiva Pitime Rabbi Yom Matir. Rebbe passed in the Namar at night and said his Tame. Then the next morning he got back to them and said that he made a mistake and it was Tahor. So Rebbe apparently didn't ask whether the woman was holding Shiva Nekiyim and whether the fact that he passed in last night that she's Tameya created a Hesach Hadas and then you'd have to restart the count from the beginning. Apparently you see that Rebbe wasn't concerned about a Hesach Hadas during Shiva Nekiyim. Now that's not such a raya, or such a kasha, because as we'll see, it could be that the requirement of Hesach Hadas is that you not have a Hesach Hadas during any day of Shiva Nekiyim, but as long as you have consciousness during some part of the day, that's sufficient. But either way, the Ona Yontif disagrees with the Mil Tzaka across the board. Ona Yontif, Simen Pei Beis. So does the Marsham, Chela Gimel, Simen Kuf Yudalit. Chela Gimel, Simen Kuf Yudalit. And the Beis Yitzchak says the Karba that we just noted. Beis Yitzchak, Yitzchak Shmelkes, Chela Beis, Simen Tezayin Osdalit. Chela Beis, Simen Tezayin Osdalit. He writes that even if you're going to be Machmir like the Mil Tzaka, all that means is that you have to have kavana during the day. But even if you didn't have kavana at the beginning of the day, as long as you have kavana at the end of the day, that is sufficient. You don't require consciousness every moment. It's sufficient to have consciousness at some point during the day. So according to that, derived from Rebbe, the kasha, Rebbe's had a kasha, because Rebbe got back to the person the next morning. And even if there's a lapse in consciousness overnight, the awareness of Shiva Nekiyim would have been restored before the end of the next day. Imre Yosha, Meir Arik, Simen Lamedalid, Imre Yosha Chele Bey, sorry, Simen Lamedalid, he has the following chiddush within the Mil Tzaka. He says that even the Mil Tzaka would agree, if you read it carefully, that Hesach Hadas isn't soser the count. It doesn't set you back to day one. It just doesn't count as one of the days of Shiva Nekiyim. So if you have Hesach Hadas for 2 days, then you're short 2 days, but it doesn't set you back to the beginning of the count. Rabbi Morgenstern points out, Piskei Das, page Resh Lamed Vav, that whether this is true should be dependent on two different reasons that you have in the middle of sukkah. And one concern is that if a person loses consciousness that she's in Shivna Kiyam, then maybe there'll be a re'iya that she's not aware of. And as long as she has in her mind that she's holding Shivna Kiyam, she's more sensitive to anything coming out of her body. But if she loses consciousness about the Shivna Kiyam, then maybe she would have a re'iya that she's unaware of. So according to that, the calculation, if you're worried about a re'iya, then Hesach Hadas will bring you back to the starting line. But if the requirement of Hesach Hadas is simply a formal element of Sphira, that you don't need Sphira Bepeh, but you need a consciousness that you're in Shivna Kiyam, so just like if you miss a Bedika for a day, that doesn't send you back to the beginning, you're just missing that day under certain circumstances, according to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua, that we don't pass like. But here too, if you're lacking consciousness, so that day perhaps can't count, but it doesn't necessarily send you back to the beginning. And that's the Minchas Yitzchak writes, Chel Adal Simon Ayin Gimel, Chel Adal Simon Ayin Gimel, like the Imri Yosher, that if you have Hesed Hadas, those days don't count, but they're not Soser. So Lamaisa Poskim do our machmir for the Milstaka. That's where Rabbi Karkos and Rabbi Yashid, page Kufman Gimel. That's where Rabbi Vadya writes, page Shinlan Mechas, Adachachila, at least they have to be machmir like the Milstaka. Rabbi Willard points out that, like the Beis Yitzchak, we're only really concerned if you have a full day where you have a Hesach Hadas. So as long as a woman has consciousness any part of the day that she's holding Shivna Kiyam, then that is sufficient. Or, like Rabbi Karp discusses, you have a woman who asks a shayla. So as long as she's waiting for an answer to the shayla, she's not masicha daita, because that's an unresolved question. It's not that she has no awareness of Shivna Kiyam. It may be an abeyance. She's not sure if she will continue the Shivna Kiyam depending on the answer to the shayla. But that's not called a Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas is where she has no awareness that she may still be Tov Shivna Kiyam.
Does she need to have the right count?
She's off by a day?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it. To the extent that we don't require an atmosphere of the path, or requires a consciousness that you're in Shivna Kiyam, the formulation is not that you have to know that today is day 5 of Shivna Kiyam, just that you're in Shivna Kiyam. That's what it sounds like, the way Pasim discusses it. Okay, we'll stop here. The next time we'll go on in Siman Kuf Sadi Vav and discuss some more details of Siman Kiyam.
I imagine about the last issue, it could be that some women who are more